God who was on my side, where would I be? Y'all not with me this morning? It's all right to say amen in here. He said, not only will God prepare you, but God protect you, and then God will provide for you. God provides for the young and the old good men. Amen. God, he says that I've been young and now I'm old, but I haven't seen the righteous forsaken. I've seen a lot of things. I've seen a lot of trouble. I've seen a lot of people, but I do know that God is right there with me. He said, I've been young and I'm old. I've been through some stuff that youngsters go through. I did the same things that young people do, but God was right there. Y'all don't hear me. I've been some places that I shouldn't have been. I've said some things that I shouldn't have said. Oh, but I did some other things that I should have did, and they were good. And I realized if it hadn't been for God with me, I wouldn't have made it through. Come on and say, man. Oh, yeah. He said, God provided a way. God provided an understanding. God provided a path. Your Bible said that he'll lead me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. We need to understand a good man understands that God is a provider. He don't look to other people. He said, God, it's me and you. The Lord will provide. Come here, Abraham. The Bible said that Abraham was about to sacrifice his son. His son said, Dad, I see the fire and I see the wood, but I don't see the sacrifice. Abraham said, the Lord will provide. I wish I had somebody here. And then he came off that mountain calling him Jehovah Jireh. You see, a good man understands who Jehovah Jireh is. A good man understands that Jehovah Jireh will provide when you need it. A good man understands that Jehovah Jireh, that whenever you need the money, when your money is funny and your change is strange, that God will be with you to help you through it all. I'm not telling you that your pockets are going to be full all the time, but what I'm telling you is that if your heart is full of love and you're full of the Holy Ghost, then God will show you a way. He said, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of men the things that God has in store for him, but it's been revealed by his Spirit. Come on and say amen. God will provide. God has good plans for us. It pleases him to give us the kingdom. But not only will God provide for the good man, but the Bible said that God will provide for his children. He said, I have been young, and now I am old, and I've not seen the righteous forsaken. I haven't experienced God's leaving me. I haven't experienced God letting me down. I haven't experienced God disappointing me. He said, never have I seen the righteous forsaken, or his seed begging bread. In other words, the seed, the children of the good men. The children of a good man don't have to beg, because God not only gives to the man, but he gives to the man's seed. And that's why I'm here to let you know that I'm not going to be like everybody else and say good men finish last. The Bible said that the last shall be first and the first shall be last. And so I'm doing good, and I might not ever reap the benefit, but I'm looking out for my children. Every seed I sow, I might not get back a harvest, but I know my children will get it. Come on and shout yes. A good man can buy a field. A good man can plant a seed, but the harvest may go to his children. And all I'm trying to say today is stop being so selfish and start looking at the greater good. Start looking at it and realizing that the things I'm doing today is not really for me, but it's for my children and my children's children. Do you know that God will bless all generations because you are a good man? That's why he kept reminding them, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I wish I had somebody here that realized that he is our father's God. And I thank God for my grandfather. I thank God for my grandmothers who thought enough of me that they would help people in the community, because one of these days, who knows what I'm going to need? Who knows what helping hand I'm going to need? But I'm so glad that the steps of a good man are ordered by God. Do you know who the greatest man is? I'm talking about somebody now who's not just a good man, but But he was a great man. He came through 39 prophets and 40 in two generations. He took up an old rugged cross. He said that I lay my life down. No man take my life, but I lay it down for my friends. He said, greater love had no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. I wish I had somebody. They called him good master. He said, ain't nobody good but God. Come on and shout yes here. But when I think about this good man, he took my sin and yours, went up on a rugged cross. They put nails in his hands and feet, but they forgot what the good man said. He said, if I be lifted up, a good man can draw people. I wish I had somebody. He said, I'll draw all men unto me. A good man was so good that he looked down from the cross and saw his mother crying, but he didn't leave his mama by herself. He told John, behold your mother. Mother, behold your son. I wish I had somebody. See, a good man takes care of the family while he does the will of God. I wish I had somebody. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Sound like a good man. A good man told another man who had been a bad man. He said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. See, a good man is not a selfish man. Come on and shout yes here. But let me tell you about this good man. This good man died. He died. He gave up the ghost so that I can live. Do I have any witness? But the Bible says he was buried in a borrowed tomb. But let me tell you about death. See, if you're a good man, death can't hold a good man. The grave can't hold a good man. Because early Sunday morning, he got up with all power. Do I have a witness here? Do anybody know him? Do you know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about Jesus. Somebody say yes. I'm talking about Jesus. My grandmother's lily of the valley. My grandfather's bright morning star. I'm talking about Jesus. Abel's vindicator. Moses' burning bush. Come on and shout yes. Samson's bomb. Solomon's wisdom. Do I have anybody? Come on and say yes. He was Jeremiah's fire. Shut up in his bones. Ezekiel's wheel. In the middle of the wheel. Come on and shout yes. He was David's battle axe in the time of the battle. Say yes. But he's my savior. He's your redeemer. And if like Job, I know my redeemer lives. Somebody say yes. If you're redeemed of the Lord, you ought to say so. I wish I had some people that say I'm redeemed. And I'm so glad that he justified me. That makes me good. It's not what I did, but it's what God did that makes me good. I'm good because God is all good. The word good is a derivative from God. In other words, I'm a godly man. Even though I make some mistakes, but I still look to God. I may have some faults, but I still look to God. I may have some failures, but I still look to God. Do I have anybody here that say, I look to God for all my problems? I look to God for all my troubles. I still look to God. I look to the hills, for whence cometh my help. For my help come from the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. Won't God help you? Won't God change you? Won't God fix you? Won't God forgive you? Won't God make you whole? Won't God straighten your life? Won't God keep your children? Won't he? Say yeah. Say yeah. I know he's all right. Anybody know he's all right? Well, shout yeah. Shout yeah. Shout yeah. I know he's all right. I say, is he all right? If you know he's all right, come on, tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I may not be so good, but I know somebody who is. And I may not know three things. I may not know two things. And one thing I know, I know he's all right. I know he's all right. Do you know he's all right? Hallelujah. I know he's all right. Thank you, Jesus. A good man.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
God is positioning us to receive what he has for us. The best way to receive what God has for you is to make sure that you keep yourself in the love of God. There's so many opportunities to get in strife. There's so many opportunities every day, opportunities coming and going to get you out of the love walk. Amen. But the Bible says that we're to be rooted and grounded in the love of God. Rooted and grounded. Everybody say rooted and grounded. So you got to get rooted and grounded in love. Amen? Amen? Rooted and grounded. Can you get a picture of what rooted and grounded is all about? Hallelujah. Have you ever planted a little plant that was easy to pluck up? You know, if it's not rooted and grounded, it's going to come up pretty easy. It doesn't take a whole lot of power or a whole lot of strength to pull up something that's not rooted and grounded. But if you get something rooted and grounded, I'm going to tell you, it's hard to pull up. Amen. The difference between rooted and grounded is that if you can plant a tree one day, you can go back out there and pull it up the next day, can't you? But if you let that thing grow about 5 years, you can't pull it up with your hand anymore. You might have to have a chainsaw or a bulldozer to pull that thing up, get it up by the roots. You see, the difference is that over time, a tree will get rooted and grounded. And God wants you to be rooted and grounded in love. Amen. So that when the storms of life come, when adversity hits your life, when mistreatment hits your life, when offense hits your life, then you're not blown away in the strife, in the offense, in the confusion, in the disorder. No, you got some roots that go down that's going to keep you grounded. Amen. And the Bible says that we have to be rooted and grounded in love. Amen? The scripture tells us that we're to walk in love. That's Ephesians chapter 5 says, and walk in love. That word walk means to conduct yourself in. It's about how you carry yourself, how you conduct yourself in your everyday affairs, in the everyday affairs of life. The Bible says, make sure that you walk in love. Amen. And so last week we talked about some characteristics of the love walk. We looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But tonight we're going to look at, very briefly, we're going to talk about how to perfect the love walk. Or we're going to talk about perfecting the love walk. How do you perfect the love walk? So turn over to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. We're going to talk about perfecting the love walk. Everybody say, perfecting my love walk. You see, your love walk needs to be perfected. Amen. Mine needs to be perfected. You know why? Because I'm not complete in it yet. Amen. I still got some growing to do. I still got some changes that God needs to make. And so what I'm saying, for lack of a better word, I say, let God tweak you. You know how you tweak things? It means you make a small adjustment. How many sometimes your alarm clock need tweaking? It get off a little bit, so what you had to do, you had to reset it back where it's supposed to be. You tweak it. Amen. So God wants to tweak us. We want to say, God, go ahead and tweak me. Turn me this way, turn me that way, whatever you want to do. But you know, when you get rooted and grounded in love, I mean, it just takes a lot for somebody to rub you the wrong way. You know, when you're rooted and grounded in love, you can look over a lot of stuff. You know, when Pastor Cece look at me with those dreamy eyes sometimes, boy, I can look over all kind of faults. She can look at me and see the love in my eye and look over all the faults I got. That's the way God is. He look over all the shortcomings that we have because he loves us. Amen. Praise God. Jesus paid the price. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 5, let's read some of this because I want you to see, I'm going to give you three keys to perfecting the love walk. Hallelujah. Now, before we get into that scripture, let me read to you what the definition is of perfecting. Hallelujah. It means to make complete. It means to carry through completely. It means to accomplish, to finish, to bring to an end. It means to add what is yet wanting in order to render a thing full. So when we're talking about perfecting your love walk, we're talking about letting God do something in you, letting him add to you what is lacking so that you are complete in love. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It means to bring to the end. Hallelujah. It means to accomplish. It means to bring to a close or fulfillment by event. So all of these things that give us one really just tell us that to be perfected in love means that God shows us and gives us revelation on how to be complete in our love walk. Sometimes we got things missing from it. Sometimes our love walk not complete. We're just touchy. Right? You know why we're so touchy sometimes and can't nobody say nothing to us? Because our love is not complete. We don't have complete understanding. We don't have complete revelation of how to walk in it consistently all the time. Amen. You know, sometimes a person can be having a bad day. You know, well, I know I was a little snappy today. Anybody ever had any snappy days? Anybody ever had any short days where you say, my fuse is short today? Why is your fuse short? It's short because you have not been perfected in love. Have you ever held a grudge? Have you ever had a revenge spirit? I'm going to get you back. You know why? Because you're not perfected in love. Because you're not completely rooted. You're in the love of God. You're walking in the love of God, but you're not complete in it. In other words, love has not been allowed to run its full course in you so that you handle every situation like God himself. See, the scripture says, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love. He tells you how to imitate God. He says you imitate God with your love walk. Be imitators of God as dear children. That means duplicate what you see him doing. And the reason why we fall short and that we don't walk in love and because we get in strife sometimes is because our love walk is not complete. There's some things missing from it. Amen. But I'm going to show you tonight how to let the Holy Ghost work with you so that you are more complete when you leave here than when you came in here. Amen. See, as time goes on, I ought to have less and less missing from my love walk. I mean, as I grow older in the Lord, I should be able to take more abuse. Wouldn't you agree with that? I mean, if I'm in love, I should be able to take offense a little bit better than I could 5 years ago. I should be able to handle somebody mistreating me and not treating me right and talking about me better than what I did 10 years ago, right? Now, if I'm worse today than I was 10 years ago, that means that I've lost some things from my love walk, which means I'm not walking in what I used to have. Y'all get it? So you get the picture of what perfecting is? Perfecting means it is adding what is lacking. Hallelujah. Until it is full and complete and running over. Glory to God. Now, you can't say, well, Pastor, ain't nobody ever going to get there. That's impossible to walk in love to that degree. Where are you from? Obviously, you haven't been reading the word. Because the Thessalonian church, Paul commended them. He said, I'm bragging on you because through all your persecution and all your trials and all your tribulations, your faith is growing exceedingly and your love for one another is abounding. In other words, they had got in the overflow mode in love. Glory to God. Them people had found out how to get faith and love working together. And the devil was trying and trying and trying to stop them, to hinder them, to hurt them, to oppress them, and they plowed right through him. Paul said, I commend you because you done had all kinds of hardships. And yet, in the midst of all your trouble and your tribulation and your hard times, your faith is still growing and the love that y'all have for one another is abounding. So they had learned, they had allowed God to perfect love in them. Amen. And faith working by what? Love. Look, see, your love, your faith life is never going to be as strong as your love life. And if you, and I can remember, the Lord just reminded me of this. I remember when I got saved, I heard so much teaching on faith. That I was faith. Confess. Believe and speak. Just speak the word. Just believe the word. I was all about faith. Everything I read was faith. How to build your faith. How to increase your faith. How to walk in faith. How to speak to the mountain, make it move. I mean, that's what I was into. And I remember after being in that line of thinking for maybe over a month, that I remember one day the Holy Ghost saying, I see you working your faith, but what about your love life? Don't forget about the love walk trying to build your faith, trying to get strong in faith, and you neglected love. And you have a lot of people that want to talk faith, want to speak to the mountain, want to cast out devils, but they lacking when it comes to the love walk. Because they're just as rude and mean as they can be. Some believe as mean as an old rattlesnake. And they'll hiss at you if you come around. When you get in their vicinity, you hear the rattle going on. And you had to walk on eggshells around them. Why? Because the rattle's going off. They're getting ready to strike. You don't know when they're going. You know, you might say hello and they might strike at you. Why? Not perfected in love. Why? Focus on faith but forgot about love. So love is a foundation thing. Amen. Glory to God. It is your love for God. I'm going to tell you, love is the trunk of the tree. Everybody say, love is the trunk. You see, out of love grows faith. Out of love grows wisdom. You see, if you're going to eat from the tree of love, then that's where all the fruit is really at. All the fruit comes out of love. Amen. So I want somebody to say, look, take a bite out of my life. Can you say, take a bite out of me? In other words, I got some joy that's growing on this tree. I got some peace growing on this tree. I got some encouragement and some comfort that's growing out of this tree. This life that I live, I'm going to tell you, you can take a bite out of this tree right here, and it's not going to be bitter. Hallelujah. Can somebody take a bite out of you and still have a sweet taste in their mouth? Right? Well, if your foundation not love, there's going to be some bitterness growing. There's going to be some other stuff on that tree. You're producing some stuff that don't even look like Jesus. Right? I want to look like him inside out. So I want my trunk to be nothing but love. Amen? Because it's the foundation. Out of love grows strength and joy and peace and victory and faith and all the good things, goodness, kindness, loving kindness, tender mercies. All of that is a byproduct of love. And you can see how the devil has brainwashed the church that when a minister get up and say, I want to talk to you about walking in love, it's almost like a spirit of slumber come on the church. Don't nobody want to listen about no walking in love. Oh, here you go. I'm talking about we got to love one another. I ain't come to church for all of that. You walk with somebody on the street and say, hey, God, look, he love you too. He love everybody. Just nasty. Hallelujah. It means to carry through completely, to add what is wanting in order to render a thing full. That's what perfecting is all about. Amen? It also means wanting nothing necessary to completeness. So when you get in a place of of your love walk being perfected, you're in a place where you're not wanting anything, where you're not lacking anything, where you're made full and complete, and you're in the overflow mode. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody can look you right in the face, cuss you out, and you say, God bless you. Still be smiling. Now you say, oh, Pastor, that don't make sense. Yeah, it makes sense. Now, who is the stronger person? The person that can laugh while they're being cussed at, or the one that say, I tell you what, let me come over here. Say one more thing. Just say one more thing. I dare you. I double dog dare you to say one more thing about me. Who the stronger person? See, anybody can act a fool. Tell your neighbor, say, anybody can act a fool. See, but it take a man or a woman of God to really walk in love and do that thing right and not have nothing missing. And still, when you walk off after being abused, you don't feel like you've been taken advantage of because you're complete in love. Because your satisfaction comes from the fact that you just please your Heavenly Father. And you're full on the inside and say, look at it, I did that thing the way God wanted me to do it. I did it the way Jesus would have did it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's some joy that comes from walking in the Word and obeying God. Oh, it produces fruit of joy. See, love. See, the fruit of the Spirit is first love, joy, peace, long-suffering. All of this comes right out of the fruit of love. Hallelujah. Because notice here, it don't say the fruits of the Spirit. He said it is the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And in that fruit is everything you need, but the foundation of it is the love of God. Are you complete in love? Are you being perfected in love? Are you letting God add to your life what is missing every day in your love walk? If you are, you're putting the roots down. Glory to God. You're preparing yourself for the future. God's preparing you for attacks that might be ready to come against your life, but also he's getting you ready and he's positioning you to receive everything you need to face anything that's coming against you. Glory to God. I want to walk in love. I find out love is the way. It is the royal law. Glory to God. If you start walking that royal law, that's God, royal, royalty. Walk in the way God walks. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, Lord, I want to be perfected in love. I want you to add to me what is missing in my love walk. How many of you want God to add to you what you got, what's missing? See, you won't be so touchy then and so fretful. And another thing, you won't be so scared either. See, this perfected love does what? Casts it out. That word cast out means it drives it off, means kicks it out the house. Y'all ever threw anything out the house? Any of y'all ever threw a bucket of water or a pot of water out the back door? This might have been a long time ago. You know what I'm talking about? Go get rid of it. You just open the screen door and let it go. That's what we're talking about, cast it out. I know mama used to throw them buckets out the back door. Better not be standing there when she threw it either. All right. I had to get you to see why you need this, why we all need this, because we all have areas of our love walk that got things missing in it. Hallelujah. But I want to be perfected in it. In other words, God will add to me what is missing in my love walk. Hallelujah. So that I can walk more perfectly with him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'll be more sensitive. Hallelujah. 1 John 2:5. Now I'm going to read out of the Amplified Bible. But he who keeps, treasures his word, who bears in mind his precepts, who observes his message in its entirety, truly in him has the love of and for God been perfected, completed, reached maturity. By this we may perceive, know, recognize, and be sure that we are in him. The first key to perfecting, to allowing God to perfect your love walk, is you being obedient to the word of God. Having a love for the word of God. Obeying the word of God. Amen?